Okay, we made it a seichel oid, another mile of the fact that you have a seichel. So the other masiga adam is called musogav hamuch. We started this, but we didn't get very far. Called musogav hamuchshim v'hasichlim. Oboy reis advarim aneloli michushe agashmim. With a seichel, you're able to see, to appreciate. Things that are hidden from the physical senses. There's another sense, the sixth sense, whatever you want to call it, out of mind. Afal pishem nirim, we call it the seichel. Kagon tnuas atzel. There are things that are, you can see them, but you can't really, like the movement of a shadow. Upu'ulus tipas hamayim habodedes b'tzura chalamish. The impact that a drop of water, one single drop of water has on a rock. You don't see it. But your seichel, yesterday we did the exercise. Your seichel tells you that that drop changed the rock. Using seichel, a person is able to differentiate between emes and sheker. Bein rav lema'at, lot and a little. Bein tov lera, I don't know how, a little bit and a lot gets stuck between emes and sheker and toi v'ra. And up and down. Good and bad, sheker, I don't know how that fits in there. We're talking about moral polarities in the middle. You're talking about a lot and a little. It just jarred me that when I saw that. Bein meshubach lemaguna, praiseworthy and the opposite. Ubein, being able to distinguish things which are imperative, things of which are sure, and things which maybe not be. I don't know what that means. Which is held back. I mean, just to take Klali away, what does he say here? Ubein harui v'ha'efsha v'animno. What's possible and what's not possible. That's how maybe he's... No, nimno means to be held back, to prevent it. Yeah, what's possible and what's not possible. You know what's going on? Okay, so we'll, good. That sounds like a question. We'll come back to that now. One second. Let's just get through and then we'll come back and see what he's saying here. What he's saying at the moment is that the usage of seichel, one of the aspects of seichel, is being able to distinguish opposites, polarities. Toivara, shek, be able to discern. I would say that the correct word is discernment. Be able to discern. Well, it is safe for Adam Mishabit is Shah Bale Chaim. Mishabit is Shah Bale Chaim. Lutaloisa Vahanois. Sov. Via the Seifel, the person Mishabed. So let me find a decent translation for that word. Subjugates, enslaves.
Want a better word than subjugates?
Mishabet is a better word than subjugate. No, you're right. It's pretty good. It's impressive. It's long as well. It's a big word. No, I don't need his English. Boris, which is great. Subjugate. I'll be curious to see how they did it, but you know, subjugates is probably, you know, I don't know. Mishabet. Esha ba'alei chayim l'toleis v'noisom u'makires m'koymes ha'kochovim. Interesting, like, going off the subject. And you also recognize the place of the stars. Well, We've gone from being able to distinguish between emes and sheker, rav lemait, tov lera. Somehow connected to that is you subjugate all the animals to your service, and then you recognize where all the stars are. That make it duck. That's a normal following. I mean, that's posh, yeah. You
why see, is all the stars.
Sorry, you didn't say all. But that's a natural progression, yeah. Understand how that all goes together, yeah. The Oymed Alamerchak Shebeinam Laritz, and you also understand how far the stars are from Laritz. Ushuben Kochav Lekochav, and you also know how far one star is from another. That's really going to help me in my life. There you go. Al Tanuas Galgaleim, and you can understand the movement of how they turn and swivel. And what speed and in what direction they turn. And now suddenly you're out of dealing with stars, and with your seichel you understand the commonalities between the chokhmah of cheshbon and of engineering. And you also are able to understand the chokhmahs of chokhmah sahigyoin. Don't know what that's about. We'd have to spend a lot of time to mention all of them. One or two examples that work for you, and you'll recognize that you're using your seichel in a lot of different areas. Okay, whatever. How did you translate subjugate? It probably also ignored it.
It's on the prior page. It's on the prior page.
Ah, here he comes. You missed it. We need it. You have it
together. So,
The possible and impossible, let's say, translates that. He doesn't mention subjugate at all. He just doesn't.
What was it? Thank you.
You see, because he's translating from the Chumash of himself, not from the Piskalev. The Chumash doesn't use the word Mishubit.
That's why it's
the boy Yavid. He uses Yavid. You get the picture? Don't grab.
It's part of this.
You have to make sure you hear it.
What is it?
And puts other living creatures to work. I'm going to go with subjugate. I'm going to go with subjugate. Mushubad. To place under. Sub means under. To subjugate. To place something under your control. Some of the benefits I have left over from learning Latin for 3 years. I failed. It's for two, so I have 3 years. How does that translate?
Well, you have it, yeah.
Subjugating. Yeah. It's more than just controlling. Utilizing.
Okay.
Beseder. So the seichel. What I take away from this paragraph is that the seichel is used to discern. The person has to discern what's true, what's not true. Again, I said before, you're not going to be able to focus and pay attention to everything the Chovas Lavava says. And himself says that he didn't do that either. He said, if I'll bring down everything, the whole book would take too long. So he brings a few examples, and he's expecting you to take those.
Examples of how powerful your sale is.
But he's showing you where you can actually stretch the muscles of that seichel in different areas. And then you go in your own world. You know, some of the ones that are obvious that you're going to have to deal with is emes and shneker, lots and little, tovera, praiseworthy, not praiseworthy. You know, there's a lot of discernment. I think the word here is discernment. To be able to choose. If you don't decide to, you know, if you decide that you're not really that excited about how far one star is from another, you know, that doesn't move you, so you don't go there. Use your seichel somewhere else. But use your seichel. You know, you don't have to believe everything you see or read. You know? But what do you mean? But they said it must be true. I saw the video, it must be true. So no, use your discernment. I had a cute one this week. It's not cute, it's disgusting, but somebody made a video of an old event. They took the video of a seemingly Arab person in Pakistan talking to a crowd of people. And in the middle of this event, there was an earthquake, and like they got swallowed up. So what he's saying is in Arabic, so we don't know what he was saying. But the person who sent this thing out said that he was saying that it's the responsibility of all us Pakistanis to go and kill Jews wherever they are and to wipe them out. And somebody who doesn't do that, the earth will swallow him up. And then the earth swallows him up. You see? If you translate what he was saying, and they sent this out, you know, I'm Yisrael Chai, and the whole thing, whatever. And if you translate what he was saying, he was welcoming the guests to this fantastic gathering, and we hope you have a wonderful time, and we can have a fantastic time. And it was an earthquake, and it got swallowed up. He didn't say anything about killing Jews, not killing Jews, whatever.
Nothing else.
Again, I'm not talking about... You see, again, you weren't using your seichel. You weren't using your seichel then. Perfect. I'm glad you did that. I'm just saying a person has to have discernment. You get this thing, go, wow, look at that. Yeah, and boom, he got swallowed. One thing, what was he saying? I don't know. It's in Arabic. I do not know. I do not know.
Because I got to be a watcher.
Because my friend sent it to me. My friend said, yeah, your friend forwarded to 40 million other people as well. Discernment. So I'm just saying, the Nechoves of Obama didn't have this problem. He did. Because he said you have to discern between Shaker and Emes. Now, if you get that WhatsApp and you look at it, okay, cool, move on, you know, these are things that are happening all the day. Some are true, some are not. I haven't got time to check anyone. I don't really care. It doesn't change, you know, I don't let it affect my life. Then, I'd rather sit and spend my time working on how fast the stars are spinning and what direction, because that really draws me close. But you have to change it to the sun. Did I say that you shouldn't do that, or to say that you shouldn't believe Sheker? Don't believe Sheker. Verify if the story is true before you internalize it. Or forward it, for that matter. Not because if you forward it, you're... I don't want to go into what that looks like in Shemayim. Did I say that you shouldn't look in the world and see Hashem in the world? I never said that. But don't look at the world and see Sheker, because Hashem has no place in Sheker. Hashem's not in that picture. Hashem doesn't exist there. Hashem's Emes, that's his discerning between Sheker and Emes. Your job is to determine Sheker, Emes. That's what I'm saying. I've given that as an example of Sheker, that everybody says, now you heard that story. Because the guy never said that Arabs should kill Jews, and if they don't, they'll get swatted up. Because what about them? He was welcoming people to a meeting, and someone went, somebody Sheker, overdubbed Sheker to what he was saying in order to make a point, whatever his point was. I have no idea. My 6-year-old might pick up what the point is. I don't know, an adult would pick up what the point of that story was. What's he trying to do? Bring me a riot that there's a boiling shalom? And he uses Sheker to do that? It's disgusting. But that's not the point. There's nothing to do with me. I don't care what he does. The point is I have to discern and evaluate what comes across my desk, what I'm going to pay attention to. You saw that clip about the python eating the alligator? No. But you have to see it. Why? What do you mean? It was unbelievable. Yeah. No, you have to see it. Why? Why do you have to see it? You don't understand. There was this python and it gobbled up an egg. What if to see that? I discern what I want to see, what I don't see. There's nothing I can do with the python. I have nothing to do with that. If that really interests you and you can do something with that, that will help you understand how the food chain works, and you'll see some niflas aboyres or whatever that, and it'll bring you closer to Hashem, and it'll help you be a better Eved Hashem. Because I'd watch pythons eating alligators and all that, I don't mind. But why do I have to see it? Because you saw it and I have to see it. That's what I'm talking about. I was talking about adult discernment. That's what he's talking about. The purpose of the Bible is a manual, and that become an adult. So, no, it's more than that. How to go from being a baby to being an adult? That's why we learn these swallowing, but that's why we learn Torah, is to grow up. So he's telling you, one of the qualities that you need, you are given seichel. One of the things you use your seichel for is to use it to discern between emes and sheker, between toi v'ra. What that has to do with the stars in the sky? No idea, man. No idea. About the that aspect, and I'm fucking myself, yeah? I don't just believe everything they send me. Every bank that phones you and wants to give you a credit card because it's good for you, you take the credit card. Why not? Because you're using your discernment that if it was good for me, why are they begging me to take me? They don't really care about me. It must be it's good for them. Now, it may also have benefits for me. I would have to sit down and evaluate the pros and the cons and the benefits and decide whether I want to take a credit card or not. If it was not for me, I'd be phoning you. You wouldn't be phoning me. That experience tells me that if this was good for me, or they phone you and tell you, you don't have any saving plans with the bank. Why don't you have saving plan? I'll tell them, what do you mean? I have a Horat Kevet to Keren Shviz. I have a Horat Kevet to Aravim. You know, that when somebody dies, they give money to the Ustrain. I've got a few kids. I have a look. I've got a few savings plans. Lord, we've got a pension plan that you get this and you get that. And you go, why are you phoning me? Lord, they're top of the class. Yeah. You woke up this morning and said, well, I really have to help Shur. Very worried about him. Let me find him and offer him a pension plan. People fall for that just because why? Again, I'm not saying it's not a good idea or it's a bad idea. Just use your seichel. Ask your seichel, what do you think about this? So that's what he's saying. Utilize the seichel. It's an unbelievable gift. And then thank Hashem for that and recognize that you're meshubah to Hashem because he gave you such a precious gift. How do you deal with the emails that come in telling you that I want to make your partner in this money that's in Nigeria that nobody's using? And you get $50 million, just send me your bank details and I'll do a transfer. How do you deal with that?
They become much more clever.
They get more and more sophisticated, more clever, and you have to become more door discerning. Don't push return before you check out what's going on here. Why? That's not surprising, though. In a generation where there are very few adults and there are very few people using their seichel, and people are into taiva and daiva, the offer of $50 million and I don't have to do anything is very attractive. What have I got to lose? You know, no. I'm saying they are driven by other vested interests. Seichel has no vested interest. That's why it's called seichel. It's objective. The seichel is always objective. As objective as a person can get. Because it's technical. It's disconnected from the emotions. No. I have no way to translate safe. Intellect if you want, but it's not going to help you find the safe inside yourself because you're going to get stuck in other thought processes which have nothing to do with safe. I don't know how to translate safe. Just use the word safe for now. Safe's fine. There are plenty of people that are walking around conscious that you're not using the safe a bit well. I don't have a valid translation for seichel. When you discover the seichel inside yourself, you won't need a translation. You have to find what is that quiet voice that always gets it right. But the conflict between seichel and emotion, you'll recognize in contrast to the emotion and the dimion, you'll notice the seichel function. That helps you find it useful. But no, you find that useful wisdom is chokhmah. Chokhmah is not Seichel. Seichel uses Chokhmah as a database.
Why not just turn it?
Because that's Bina. Maybe in government, Toyk Dover is closer to Bina than Seichel. Okay. I don't know that. I'm not convinced. I don't think I use Seichel to discern. But you may be right. I don't know. That has to be explored more. I don't know. Possibly.
First for the paragraph, Mala for Seichel, just the height of Seichel, how much you can do it.
Malot means the qualities of Seichel, the values.
You do all these things.
With Seichel, right?
Seichel.
He's giving you a free example.
You can even measure distance between stars. Astronomy was coming out of Galileo at this time. You just tell you how strong your Seichel is. You're lucky to have it as a gift from Hashem. Who's it correct?
And he's giving you a stop,
right.
Stop where the Seichel is called in to do its job.
That's
and he says that I've not mentioned even the tip of the iceberg. Yeah. I just zoned in on MS for Sheker because that's very much out of zone today. You're right. In the times of the famous on the bottom, the training, astronomy was a, but that's also a big thing, by the way. Anybody's even half awake to what's going on in the Shemayim's, it's unbelievably mind-boggling what's going on out there. That moves you, you know. James Webb, Hubble telescopes, that stuff moving. It's coming out of there. It's like, oh, unbelievably news in a Shara Bechina endeavor. Neutron stars. Anybody want to Google neutron stars? Unbelievable. And they still believe that it's an accident. They believe it's an accident. Anyway, Vita. In fact, there's one astronomer who came out and loved the whole story about neutron stars. Just because it's, if you understand neutron stars, there has to be a God. It's just like it's. I'm still surprised that I have Bechira after understanding neutron stars. How do you have Bechira afterwards? So he came out with an article buffing the whole discovery, whatever, because it's too close to our. So, yeah. Okay.
You know, the thing is that all travel is dashing from the speed.
And it's a speed that we can't even fathom how fast it is, and we can't fathom the specific density of this material is so intense that a teaspoon of powder, of dirt from a neutron star, weighs like 40 million tons. You know, whatever, something like that. I've got the figures, I don't know, but it's off the charts. And they all spin at the same speed, which is a ridiculous speed. And at each revolution, they give off a radio wave. They give off a radio signal. The same frequency, every one of them. And there's billions of them, and they're flying all over the place. And then every given time. I heard this from a fine Waxman. I never made this up. Then I started looking into it, and I was like, wow, there's a whole world here outside of it, you know, that I never thought about before. And I got into it a little bit. You know, you don't have time for this. I don't have the equipment for it. Need a computer to look at it. They're discovering stars out there that are 17 trillion kilometers from one end to the other. 17 trillion, there are pictures of it. 17 trillion kilometers from one end to the other. They don't use trillion kilometers, they use light years, but I keep forgetting how much a light year is. So how far is the light year? I don't know, but it's far here. But, and where is this thing? How far is this thing from Earth? Also, like 20 trillion kilometers. And they're taking pictures of it. That itself is mind-boggling. The Chokhmah that Hashem gave them to see these things. Yeah, they use it for precautions, because if we can see it from here, and the light left there 20 billion years ago, then the world must be 20 billion years old. Okay. So you have to be careful when you go looking in there, and you have to use your discernment, because you can close it very quickly. Yeah. We have answers for all those kashas, but I'm just saying it's good. Good question. There are people that have dealt with it. Lots of theories and philosophies and people written about it. From Gerald Schroeder wrote all books. And yeah, Arachin have got all these. You have to go to Hida Brut, that all the Kirim organizers have, and all Rabbi Zamir Cohen has, there's a whole range of Svarim and Shirim on this subject. He's amazing. But they're in Hebrew, but your son could probably understand Hebrew better than.
I mean, the universe is 17 billion years old.
It doesn't mean that star is 17 billion years old either. They're just the calculations are wrong. That's all. Doesn't freak me out, but it does bother people.
Or Hashem created an old star, like he created Adam as an adult, not a baby.
There are lots of answers to this question. Let's go weiter, Rabbeisa. We'll use our faith for the faith. Star called Midas Sodom Kashenis Boinen Behem. When you look at all the different midas of a person, again, what the word midas means is also needs clarification. Mm-hmm. When you'll think about them, all the other midas, everything I've said about seichel, you can apply to all the other midas, all the other tools you have, qualities you have, aspects that you have. Will apply the same thing that I said to Sechel, will apply to those things as well, that they have an enormous benefit for man and they shalom in every aspect, and etc., etc., etc. So, what we said about Sechel, you can apply to all the other layers of your personality. Those are not meters, those are chushim, those are senses. Your five senses, those are not meters. Meters are like Sechel, Chochma, Bina, Daz. Could be the Hergeshim fall into that at some point. Midas. I said, I'm not going to limit Midas to being a nice guy or being a not nice guy. Basil wasn't a nice guy. Basil was a nice guy, but Shama wasn't a nice guy. Shama was a real toughy, you know. Real tough guy. You know? Basil was a nice guy. Yeah. Who said, have a makabal called Adam Basimcha? I would have thought Basil, because Basil was a tough guy. Basil was a nice guy. That was Beshama that said that. Rubens Nosalan has a whole letter ripping apart people that say that. That Professor was a nice guy. Shama was not a nice guy because he was a tough guy, you know. He said to Blair on his way. We think Beshama couldn't be like Basil, and Basil couldn't be like Shama. Anyway, whatever. That's tough. So I don't know. That, that. Oh, how's that for an Israel? Look at the incredible chesed Hashem did you. He gave you a koyach ha-dibur. And the greatest use of dibur is what? And we'll stop there because we're not going to get time to that. What is the greatest use of dibur?
Expression.
Expression. The greatest use. 100% right, but it's not quite the greatest use. The greatest use of speech is Misha Boilem Piv. Ha'oimet ha'oilam al blima. Hashem establishes the word al blima. Say Chazal, Misha Boilem Piv. The world exists in the merits of those people and how to keep their mouths closed. That's the greatest usage of speech, is how knowing how to keep quiet, when to use it, when not to use it. It's a very difficult thing to know how to do, especially in a generation where you're expected to know everything about everything and talk about it all the time. What do you mean you don't know? But what do you mean? I have an opinion, and I'm entitled to, everyone's entitled to an opinion as well, by the way. How's that for Shekhar? That's another problem. Why are you entitled to an opinion about everything? If you know something about the subject, you're entitled to an opinion. I'm not entitled to an opinion about brain surgery because I know nothing about brain, but you're entitled to an opinion. No, you're not. You're not entitled to an opinion. No, everyone's entitled to an opinion. What are you talking about? How do people get so twisted that they think they're entitled to an opinion about everything? Even things you don't know about, you're entitled to an opinion. What are your qualifications? You know something about the subject that could enhance my knowledge and make my life better? I would love to hear about it. Just because you're a world expert on botany doesn't mean I have to spend 13 hours walking through the forest with you, learning everything there's about botany until you know, I wish I was buried like a tree. Because why are you sharing that? Why is that important? No, because I know all the stuff I have to get rid of. Boil it, leave. Oh, that's what can I do? I'm just going to argue with Chazal. I'm just saying, no, but you're right. The greatest use of speech is The reason we're in this world, the purpose, which is what the word faith means, is Yahidus Hashem, to pray Hashem. They're kol atacht. If you're using your mouth for that, that's great. Otherwise, shush.